Okay, so I have loved Maybelline since I became aware of it when I was, probably 13, 14. I have used Maybelline for that long. And their new Lifter Plump lip gloss is absolutely insane. It is so fabulous. It gives me the perfect puffy pout. And one thing about me is I always have a lip on. Like I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth, and I apply a lip. I'm just that girl. I'm sorry, I have to. And I'm obsessed with this new Lifter Plump. Okay. Here's why. There's a little heat in it, and it just makes your lips look so kissable, so perfect, so divine. I'm obsessed, quite frankly. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it, and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Target. Go grab a can and share on social media, tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy, stay focused. To know me is to know that I am obsessed with spicy margaritas. Love tequila cocktails? Then check out the award-winning 21 Seeds infused tequila. It's a one-of-a-kind tequila infused with the juice of real fruit. 21 Seeds is smooth, not sweet. It smells fresh and bright and tastes incredible. Try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Learn more at 21seeds.com. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Hi guys, welcome back to the pod. Happy Monday. I hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. I'm off to New York today for a special event this week. I'm going to record an episode with Wig. I get to see my mom and my brother. I'm so excited. And I just am so excited to be going to New York. I'm just so excited. It's a short trip. It's only a few days, but I need a little New York City injected into my veins. So I hope I run into a bunch of you this week. My favorite is when I run into you guys on the subway because it just feels like we're going to work together. Okay. Today, I'm going to be giving a Coachella recap and also explain what meat plate is. Just a few personal notes. I never thought I would say Coachella and meat plate in the same sentence, but here we fucking are. Then I'm going to be talking about business development. And if you're like, Tinks, I don't care about business, good, because it's not about business. Do not fret. Do not worry. And then I'm going to be reading out a couple emails. I'm switching things up format wise, and I'm now going to read out one or two emails at the end of every episode. And I know you're kind of like, Tinks, I've gotten some notes from you guys saying what's going on. I feel like the pod is changing. Is something happening? Yes. And I will be able to reveal all very soon. I know it's so annoying. That's my fucking pet peeve when influencers are like, I've been working really hard on something. And then it's like, I don't know, like a hair clip or something. But like, actually, that was rude because hair clips are really hard to make, so I take that back. But you know what I mean. I've never baited you guys. I don't believe in that. I just literally am not allowed to say, but I'm changing the format of the pod slightly. I've been working really hard on this and I can't wait to reveal all. But what I can tell you is at the end of Friday's and Monday's episode, I'll be doing one or two emails versus doing a mailbag, because I just feel like then we get fresher emails, and then I don't know. I just feel like it's a better way to do it, because then it's like we get a little bit of you guys, the community, injected into each episode, which I think is dope, because I like that this podcast is like all about us together. It's not just, you know, me. So we already have, you know, obviously so much of the community on Wednesday. So I want to just spread it out more. So one or two emails at the end of every episode is how it's going to go down. Okay. So first off, my meat plate. You know, I'm on my protein grind, and I have to say I've been even more encouraged lately because I feel like I'm finally starting to see results. Like when I was at Coachella, I felt really good in myself. And that feels very strange to say as a girl, because if you are a girl, you know that like it feels really bad to say out loud, oh, I feel like I look good, or I feel like I've made progress or whatever, because we have all this weird shit and weird eating shit forever. But I have never stuck with a program for as long as this. It's been 4 months of me working out. And I feel like just now at 4 months, I'm starting to see like real change. And I felt so proud at Coachella. I was like, I mean, I'm always kind of like a naked person. I'm always a thirst trapper. I'm always someone who's like taking nudes and all that shit, because I think like bodies are beautiful. I'm at the point now where I'm like, everybody is beautiful. And like, I just love being naked and like being sexy and all that shit. But I feel very proud. Like, I feel like I have muscle, and it's in part because of the protein thing. So I'm on my protein grind, and I follow Lauren Bostick, this AKA the Skinny Confidential. I followed her for, gosh, I don't know, I want to say like 7 years now. And she's an incredible influencer. And I saw her make this meat plate, and this is actually related to Coachella too, weirdly enough. She basically made all this organic ground beef, and then she put sauerkraut on it, and then she put raw cheese on it, and then she put this specific Yellowbird hot sauce. So I was like, in the back of my mind, I need to try this because it looks actually amazing and it's so much protein. Cut to Coachella. Lucas brought his friend Seth, who was so nice and so sweet, and we sent him to the grocery store with Ashley and Gabs, and we were, because Lucas and I were prepping our set, and we were really stressed out, and we were like, can you guys just go get food for the house, blah blah blah. And so they got all this ground beef, and Seth was like explaining to me why ground beef is like the best food for you and you have all these amino acids, and he kept making us ground beef, and I made me and Lucas ground beef tacos and like all this stuff. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm kind of in a ground beef mode. But then when I got home from Coachella, I ordered all the ingredients and I made the meat plate that Lauren made. And it is so good, you guys. I think it's going to be a staple in my life because it was just absolutely delicious. So much protein, so good. And yeah, I loved it. So that's meat plate. The sauerkraut is also completely key. I tried Bubby's brand of sauerkraut because I really like their pickles, and it was 10 out of 10, like would recommend. It was absolutely phenomenal. Loved it. The hot sauce she used is Yellowbird, the yellow one. So fucking good. And I just got like organic raw cheese. Lauren is so healthy and she always gets like organic raw everything. So that's what I did. I copied her, and I would highly recommend meat plate. Sadly, I'm already out of my yogurt vibe. It's really strange. I think it is an ADHD thing, like the hyperfixation thing with meals, because I will go so fucking hard on something. Like I will eat that yogurt and cottage cheese for like every day for 5 weeks, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I can never eat that again. So it's tough because I'm not really a big protein shake girl. I know that you're probably screaming down the line of the podcast. All the gym girlies have always been like, you need to have protein shakes or protein bars. And I don't know. It's not my vibe. It's not my vibe right now. I used to be very into like a protein shake, but it just like, I don't like the powder. Like I don't like the taste. It's not my vibe right now. The only one that I like is the Saqqara one, but to my knowledge, you can't order it individually, but I literally would because it's 25 grams of protein. And it's just, the reason why I like it is because it's light and it's not like chunky, and you can just drink it really easily. I just feel like, yeah. Anyway, protein rant over. And also, if you are like so afraid to go to the gym or start, trust me, I started from less than zero and now I'm addicted. So that's a note of encouragement. And get ready for a lot of thirst traps because I'm feeling my fucking self. So this summer is going to be like ass out, titties out. Anyway. Okay, Coachella recap. So I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was completely stressed out going into this week because I had so much on, and me and Lucas were DJing 3 nights in a row, and it all called for very different sets. So Wednesday night, you know, we were DJing Tyler Cameron's party. We didn't know what the vibe was going to be. So we prepared like a lot of different stuff. Paper Magazine, Thursday night at Coachella. You know, it was an interesting time to DJ because you're like, do people want to rage? Are they saving up for Coachella? Like, I don't know. So we played a ripper of a set. It was great. People were dancing. It was fun. It was cool. It was honestly an incredible way to start Coachella. We brought our friends with us and it was just very fun. And then our big like main event was the Nylon party opening for it, which if you've ever been to Coachella, you know that the Nylon house on Friday night is like the big party on Friday night. So we were very nervous, and we were also opening for Blondish and Sophie Tucker, you know, amazing, amazing DJ. So it was scary, but I am happy to report that we crushed it. We drove out. It took us randomly like 5 hours to drive out, and it was just a lot. And also, as I mentioned last week, I was kind of in a pissy fight with Lucas on Thursday, so I gave him the silent treatment for the first 2 hours of the car ride, and then he made me laugh, and then I was like, okay, I'm so bad at staying mad at people. I can't explain it to you. I'm so terrible at staying mad at people. So then we were okay, and then we actually had a really funny time in the car, and it was great. Also, Chick-fil-A. So I have never tried Chick-fil-A because they're like homophobic and like don't support abortion and whatnot. So I was like, I've never tried it. Why would I start now? Like, I don't need to. So I never have. But then in the car, the boys were like, oh, like there's one on the way. Like, whatever, we should just get it. And so I was like, okay, fine, I'll just try it. And I did not get the right order the first time. I got the wrap, and it just didn't do it for me. It was very dry. It was the driest pussy I've ever eaten. Okay. It was so dry. It was like I fucked up because you guys told me I need to put the sauce, like the avocado sauce in it or whatever, but I didn't do that. So I felt like I was, you know, when you eat peanut butter and you don't have any liquid, it felt like that. But anyway, my bad, because I didn't get the sauce. And then I also got a spicy chicken sandwich, which was completely fire. I got ranch, and I don't know. The ranch to me is not it. It's as a ranch lover, Ashley and I were discussing, and we feel like if you love ranch, you probably don't like the ranch at Chick-fil-A because it's not very ranchy. And then obviously the Chick-fil-A sauce is amazing. But Lucas was like, you fucked up your order. The best sauce that I know you'll love is the buffalo sauce. So I was like, okay, word, T, give me a bite of that. And I was like, oh damn, I really fucked up. That was good. So on the way home, we decided to stop again, and I got two spicy chicken sandwiches. I was really hungry. I was really hungover. Two spicy chicken sandwiches. The shake is amazing. We got chocolate. Holy fuck. The mac and cheese, which I was shocked at how fucking good it was. And then also just like chicken strips. And it was amazing. But then I ate way too much, and I fear that I can never eat it again. And I'm actually okay with that because like I really don't support their policies. Okay. So then we arrived to the desert. Our house was amazing. It had really good energy. We had to move really quickly because it took us so long in the car, and we had to get ready and run to paper, which was actually so fun. And it was a great way to start the day. And then we woke up on Friday, and then Lucas and I were like, actually, we're really, really stressed out. Maybe we should go in and create cues for all the songs that we want to play and just download more music and be super, super extra prepared so we can take this in any way that we want to go. And, you know, it's stressful. Like it's still so stressful because it's so new for me, and I wanted to do a good job. So we basically just spent all of Friday preparing, and we went into the festival. And as I mentioned to you guys, it was on Instagram, it was just far more empty. And, you know, I have a lot of thoughts about this. Like, personally, it was nice because it felt like you could get a drink and you could walk around and there was more space and whatever. And everyone was like, why do you think that, you know, they didn't sell out or that people weren't going as much? And I think it's a lot of things. And just to reiterate my ideas, I think that, you know, normally Coachella has this mix of artists that is so magical and special. And to me, that combined with the location and the layout of the festival is what makes it so special, because everyone's like, why is it so special? Why does it have such a, you know, a cult following? Why do people love it so much? People go their entire lives, this and that. And I really, for me, it was always the location, and it's just very, very beautiful in the desert. I love the desert, looking out in the mountains as the sun's setting. It's very special. Combined with the fact that you can see all of these people in one place that are so different. And I didn't feel that magic this year. That's my personal opinion. Also, we are coming off of Taylor Swift tours, Beyonce tours, and Drake tours, three of the biggest musical artists in the world. A lot of people spent a lot of money on those tickets. So it's kind of like, if you have a budget per year of what you spend on music, you know, maybe it went to that. And, you know, that was kind of your big thing for the past couple months. And a lot of people wrote to me and was like, yeah, Tinks, also the economy is really bad. And I, of course, agree with you. Times are tight. However, my only thought on that is that I've read several articles in the past couple of weeks that have said spending is actually up. And I'm not being funny. They are literally chalking that up to treat culture. They're like, things are so bad and stressful in the world that people are actually spending on things that they shouldn't be spending on, like beauty products or whatever. People are still like buying themselves a little treat to get along because they're like, well, I'm never going to buy a house, or I'm never going to be able to like buy a new car, so I might as well like get this thing. So I mean, obviously, I'm not an idiot. There's a big difference between a $1,000 Coachella ticket and like a lip gloss. But just to level set, spending is up amongst Americans. So interesting conversation. I will be very interested to see where they go from this next year. A lot of people were saying, oh my God, they're going to literally have to get like Taylor or Beyonce to go, because just to bring back the magic. I don't actually think that that's true. And I don't really think that Taylor or Beyonce would do Coachella anymore, because just the vibe has shifted. But I think that they really have an opportunity to show the mix of people, bring that Coachella magic back, you know, and kind of all the supporting acts. So interesting to see. That having been said, I did see a trend on TikTok that was saying, wow, Coachella actually looked so fun this year, and I have FOMO, even though like the lineup was kind of shitty. And I completely agree. Like, I think I had a great time. I saw a record low number of people. I think I saw three sets, partially because I was working, you know, whatever, but I still had a great time. I didn't get to see Lana Del Rey, which I was super bummed about, because Nylon Party is Friday night. We started playing kind of early, so we had to go do sound check and we had to start playing. So I was really bummed to miss that. That was the person that I wanted to see the most because I love her. But I've seen her perform before and she's absolutely incredible. I saw her at the Hollywood Bowl right before the world shut down in 2020 or 2019. But she's amazing and I love her, and she looked so good. She, Molly Dickinson styled her, and she just looked perfect in that custom Dolce. So we stan. So I have a trip planned to Palm Desert coming up, and I booked an Airbnb because I wanted to be with all of my friends. This house we booked has a beautiful pool, so you guys know I will be catching some rays and doing a little bit of tanning. I know a few friends who have houses, and when they're away, whether it's on a trip or they're traveling for work, they just Airbnb their houses. So they're like actively making money while they're away, which is kind of the dream, right? Like passively making extra money. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design, save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire wedding process with their free planning tools. I have three really good friends getting married this year, and they're all using Zola. And I know because they were telling me about how easy it is, and it's just truly a one-stop shop. And you know this girl loves efficiency, right? So my friends were telling me you can do it all in one place. What a relief, right? And I know about Zola because I've bought so many gifts on registries via Zola. And I just love how easy it is to send gifts, keep everything organized. Everything is like done for you. And we absolutely love that. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. This Mother's Day, spoil the moms in your life with little luxuries from Osea. I am obsessed with Osea because it is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. And I just know I can feel very safe using everything. My mom loves it too. I always gift her Osea because I know she's obsessed with it. She is a big fan of the body oil. She just loves how soft it makes her skin feel. It is the best. The Undaria Algae Body Oil is seriously one of a kind. Like I said, that's my mom's favorite. It's rich yet never greasy, and it's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It leaves skin silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code TINKS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code TINKS for 10% off. So Nylon was like such a fun night. We basically, all of our friends came with us. The You're Hot guy may or may not have come with me to the Nylon set, which was crazy because I'd met him for 2 seconds and I was like, do you want to come with me and my friends? And like, you just have to watch me play for 2 hours and I can't talk to you. And he was like, yeah, okay. So that was very cool of him. And that was really fun. And essentially the way the Nylon stage was set up was it was a huge stage. And that is so ideal for DJing because it means that you have space for activities. Your friends can come behind the booth and talk to you, bring you drinks and whatnot. And it was just a fucking sick setup. Like, it was a sick party. The screen was huge. The music's, the speakers were loud. The speaker system was incredible. Lucas and I have this thing where we like only drink Aperol spritzes when we DJ, which is like a terrible sugar habit, but we just got into this zone. Like, the second time we DJed, we were like, Aperol spritzes are absolutely the best drink to drink when you're DJing because they put you in a fun mood. They're easy to drink. It was just very fun. It was a riot. We played all of our favorite songs. We warmed up the crowd. We got to meet Blondish. We got to see Sophie Tucker play. Everything was great. It was so fun. And then when we woke up on Saturday morning, I was just so happy because I had been so stressed out. And I'm the type where if I have like a big thing coming, I hate this about myself, but like if I have a big thing coming up, I can't really concentrate on anything until I've done the thing. So it was kind of stressful until we finished. But we finished. We woke up on Saturday. We had the silliest time. I absolutely loved my outfit. It was so stunning. It was like this little crochet set. And Saba came over, Jesse came over, and we went to the festival. They have a new stage, which is cool. I forgot what it's called, but it's really cool. I really only saw John Summit was amazing. Alessa was amazing. That's kind of it that I saw. Saturday night, we decided to go to a party at this place called Zenyara, which is like a huge compound, I guess you would call it, and it was put on by Tao, and it was just so much fun. We went back to the house to change, and Ashley and I were like, oh my god, we're really tired, like maybe we should just stay in. And the boys were like, no, we are going out, we have worked all week, we are gonna do this. And they found these hats in the house that we were staying at, and they put them on and they were cracking us up, making us laugh so hard. Of course, Seth made ground beef for us at 11 p.m. and we ate the ground beef. And then they put on these hats and we were like, okay, come on, it's time to go. And they were like, we're going to wear these hats out. And I was like, you guys are not going to wear these sparkly like costume hats out. And they were like, absolutely we are. This is funny. We're doing this. We're committing to the bit. Hand to God, they didn't take these hats off the whole night. And I was like, if you guys think any girls are going to talk to you with those hats on, you're fucking kidding. Of course, girls flocking to them. I was like, oh, to be a man, if I wore a sparkly top hat, guys would be like, get away from me. Nope, girls were obsessed with them. I was like, okay, of course, that would happen to these guys. Sunday was amazing. Brian always says that for Coachella, it's like Friday is about getting there, Saturday is about learning, and Sunday is about putting it all together. Like, she always says that Sunday is the best day, and I really agree with that. Whether you're working or not, it just is the best day because you're kind of like, okay, I don't have to save up anymore, like energy-wise. I don't have to anything to wait for. Like, I'm so tired that you kind of just roll into it and you have the best time. I have to say John Summit was amazing. Alessa was amazing. We got to be on stage at the Doolab, which was so cool and so fun and special, and just be with all of our friends, and it was a really great time. So that was fantastic. Monday, honestly, we got home in a good time. I didn't cry. Usually I cry when I come home from Coachella because I'm so like depleted and hungover. But you know what? Not this year. So that was very fun. Very, very fun. Okay, now I'm going to talk about business development. Now, what do I mean by this? Okay, business development is what I refer to when I say kind of like looking for new leads to date. Okay, so business development could be going on Hinge for 10 minutes. Business development could be re-downloading The League. Business development could be going to a party with an eye to meet people. And I was very inspired by one of our callers last week. She called and she was like, oh, I wanted to meet new people and like meet new guys and whatever. So I joined this kickball league. Like, that's business development. Okay. And by the way, she was a legend. And for everybody who's always like, oh, I don't know what to do and make friends, like, she just went up and fucking joined a kickball league, which is dope. And now she's made friends and she had sex with that hot guy she was telling us about. So this is business development. Now, why is business development important? Okay. If you're out there in the streets, if you're dating, if you're on your grind, it's, and you're dating casually, you know, you're going on a date here and there, but you really want to be doing summer of outside. You're really into dating. You're really wanting to meet new people. You have to be having a constant flow. Now you might ask me, Tinks, are you talking about a roster? For some reason, I have just never enjoyed that word. I don't know why. It just doesn't sit with me. It doesn't match my personality. I don't know. I don't know. For some reason, it's negative to me. And, you know, if it works for you, that's great. For me, I just more think about it as like business development. Now, this doesn't mean you have to date 10 guys at one time. It just means that if you're not dating anybody special, like you don't have one dude that you're going on dates with like once or twice a week, you need to be doing a little biz dev. And it's just funnier to say that way, okay? You know me. I love a phrase. I love a little giggle. I love a funny moment. And now every Sunday I'll like call Wig and I'll be like, did you do your business development yet today? And he's like, yep, I'm doing it now. I'm on Hinge. I'm doing it. You know, we're doing biz dev. Or we'll be like, let's go sit at Finale's and do business development. It's just the best funny fucking phrase. And I want you guys to do it because it's just gamifying the system, right? It's just gamifying dating and you need to be doing it. Also, it really fits with my whole strategy and ethos of doing dating apps for 10 minutes a day. It's a perfect word for that because you don't want to get bogged down in it, right? You're not making a fucking PowerPoint presentation. You're not doing a big project. You're just doing a little biz dev, okay? So like I always say, 10 minutes a day. Go in, have your convos, send out some roses because we're boss bitches who do that, and then get out. It's just a little biz dev. My favorite day to do biz dev online is Sunday. And I think, don't quote me, but it's the day where of the week that people are on the dating apps the most because everyone's like, I'm hungover, I want a boyfriend, you know what I mean? So it's a good time to do it. It's just a good time to log on, go through a few messages, and then close it out. So in order to usher us into Summer of Outside 2024, which by the way, also that girl who called in last week who joined the team and she had sex with a hot guy, I mean, she couldn't have said it better. She couldn't have been a better example of Summer of Outside. So take her as your inspiration. But it's just a good thing to do to get us into Summer of Outside. All right? Do a little biz dev. Just try it out and tell me how it goes. There are so many books out there, it can be hard to choose one. But becoming a Book of the Month member makes it easy to decide which book to read next. Members get books delivered right to their door and shipping is always free. There's even an app to pick your book and track your reading progress, and there are audiobooks too. So I'm obsessed with this, you guys, because I feel like sometimes I get decision paralysis on what to read next. And the fact that Book of the Month Club, they decide for you, they pick the best because they do all that reading is just fantastic. I love to be in the reading community and Book of the Month is an incredible way to really get engaged with your reading. Maybe you want to pick it back up for summer. It's so important to always have a book when you're going on your summer trips, reading by the pool, or just reading before bed, which is, as you know, my favorite thing to do. Right now, you can get your first Book of the Month for just $5 with code PETALS by visiting bookofthemonth.com. That's bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms or choose from Pandora's sparkling collection of timeless designs perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Write a love note to yourself or your best friend with beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora. Spell it out with handwritten charms, sparkling stacks, and iconic styles designed for every kind of forever. Pandora jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I personally have been talking to my therapist every single week about my stressful times and just getting everything off my chest, explaining the difficult situation I've been having at work and what has been weighing on me has made me feel 1 million times better. I really don't know what I would do without her. As you guys know, I talk to her every week. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tinks. Okay. I have two emails to read today from the community. Hey, Tinksy, I got kind of strange one that I thought I could never have imagined writing, but here I am. I recently walked in on my boyfriend cheating on me. Fuck, I'm sorry. Saw the act going down in front of my face. I came back a day early and wanted to surprise him, but I guess the surprise was on me. At first, I experienced all of the immediate feelings of anger, disgust, and hurt. After a few days of radio silence, I noticed that I couldn't get the picture I saw of my boyfriend fucking another girl out of my head, but I realized all those feelings had kind of turned into something more curious. After sitting with my thoughts, I realized that I was sort of turned on by the picture, and now I can't stop thinking about being in a threesome with my cheating BF. I still haven't talked to him about this newly awakened thing inside of me, and if I want to explore this three-way potential. My question, what do I do? I feel like I'm letting him off scot-free for the betrayal and rewarding him with adding a third. I know all of this is crazy. I'm processing everything and I need some help on how to do this. Okay. Here's what I think. I think you weren't in love with him because I don't think that this would be the first feeling to come up if you had been, which by the way is great. Okay. That's a gift from God. All right. That's a gift from God. Secondly, I said it last week on the pod, on the live show, but like how we feel about certain things in the bedroom is beyond our control, okay? What turns us on and turns us off is really beyond our control. So stop judging yourself for having these thoughts. Thirdly, if it turned you on to see them, that is more than okay. I love that. And by the way, jealousy is definitely a turn on for me too. I have always been like, I'm not a jealous person, but I like to be jealous, if that makes sense, which is really weird. Like, I'll give you an example and just be vulnerable. Like with my last boyfriend, when he'd be like out working, he'd be like, if he would tell me like a girl was flirting with him, it would like really turn me on and I'd want to fuck him after that. So it's completely normal. So what do you do? So if you... That would be like truly wild. Imagine how your ex would feel if you were like, oh, not only do I forgive you, but like, actually you don't have to forgive him. Be like, okay, so I've thought about it and I actually want to join both of you. Like that would be crazy for him. But if that's what you feel like doing, and by the way, if that's going to help you get over what happened, the betrayal, go for it. But it is my duty to tell you that there are also other people that you could have threesomes with. However, I completely understand that there's something about your boyfriend and this other girl and the cheating of it all, like being a massive turn on. And dude, like I said, don't judge yourself. If that's where your heart is taking you and you want to do it, I say go for it. Like, honestly, I really don't think you should judge at all. And if this was just like a boyfriend you had, you were like, oh, he's all right, whatever, blah, blah, blah. If this is going to make you feel good and if it's going to be exciting and interesting for you, do it. Literally, only God can judge us. Like, do not label your feelings. Don't label your emotions. Don't try to think about, oh, am I bi? Am I this? Am I that? If you are feeling like this is what you want to do, I say you should explore it. And by the way, you can say to your boyfriend, like, I'm still processing what happened. Exactly what you said to me. I'm still processing what happened. I can't explain it, but I'm feeling some type of way. I really want to do this, but it doesn't mean anything for our relationship. And that's more than okay. I'm excited for you. Honestly, this sounds kind of hot. That was from a 24-year-old also, by the way. So like, also, you're so young. You should go for it. Threesome slay. I've got a mess on my hands. My mother apparently has been dating my future father-in-law for the past few months behind mine and my fiance's backs. Neither of us had any idea, and now they tell us individually that it ended poorly and that they are currently refusing to be in the same room as each other. Without knowing details and without getting them into the same room, I do not know how to help the situation. My blood is boiling. I'm trying to realize that they are both speaking from the wound and not the scar, so things may get better. But our wedding is fast approaching, and I am very nervous. Any advice here would be welcomed. Whoa, this is a doozy. So this is like actually insane that this happened to you. I think that you need to prioritize enjoying the lead up to your wedding, and you need to sit down with your mom and be like, look, I'm really a little disappointed that you chose to lie to me about your relationship with my future father-in-law. What happened happened, but you have to understand that this is a very special time in my life. And as my mom, I would hope that you would prioritize my feelings and my fiance's feelings and our wedding and our moment over your own pettiness. And this is why you don't shit where you eat, like literally, but she did it. And the best way to handle it, I think, is to explain to her exactly what I just said and then just be like, I need you to be civil and I am asking you to put your pride aside for now and be civil with him and maybe even call him and be the bigger woman. I mean, it's not fair. Like he should, I would have your fiance do the same thing with his dad, but they need to be civil and they need to figure it out. And I would have that attitude. I would say that and be like, I really don't want to discuss it again. I expect you guys to be polite, civil, focus on us for the next couple months, because it's not fair that your little fling is going to fuck up my entire wedding vibe. I'm really sorry though. That's absolutely insane and so random and so weird. And I'm sure you're feeling all sorts of weird hurt and emotions, but I really believe that once you explain it from your perspective in a calm way, you know, keep it in the I feels. Don't be accusatory. Don't say you this, you that. Say, I feel hurt. I feel nervous for the wedding. I feel upset that the attention is on you guys and your drama instead of me and my fiance. Keep it in the I feels. That is always the best way to go about one of these negotiations or one of these discussions. And just try to stay as calm as possible. And then, like I said, have your fiance sit his dad down and do the exact same thing and be like, look, this is a fling. It was a couple months. It's not that serious. We are about to enter into holy matrimony. Okay. And we need to be the priority here. And I'm sure that they will understand. Ultimately, they're both parents first and they just got carried away. I mean, listen, I get it. This is kind of like a, if it didn't end badly, or honestly, even because it ended badly, it's kind of a great rom-com plot. It's kind of giving, like, I see this being like a rom-com in the future, but I know it's your life and not a rom-com. So I completely get it. And I hope that it goes well. Write me in and tell me what happens when you have, when you sit them down and talk to them. You know what? It's like when you're younger, you think, oh, adults are like have their shit together. And then you realize like adults don't have their shit together at all. And everybody's just like doing the most random shit. And it's kind of confusing. Okay, you guys, that was our show for today. I will be back on Wednesday. I'm so excited to be live from the New York studio. Don't forget to call in with all your questions. Don't forget to write in with all your questions, especially now because of my new system. I'll be always looking for these fresh emails because I'll be doing them every Monday and Friday. And I can't wait to share with you guys the new structure of the pod. I don't know exactly when I'm announcing that, but it's coming out very soon. And I thank you for your patience, your encouragement, your grace, all of that. I love you so much. If you enjoyed this pod, send it to a friend. You know what? Send this podcast to a friend who needs to do some business development because Summer of Outside starts now. I'll see you Wednesday. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I was hours into a hunt for new digs at the local shopping mall and losing steam fast when fate intervened.
Drumsticks, get your drumsticks.
Nutty, sweet drumstick? What luck?
One drumstick, please.
Here you go.
This is hot. And made of chicken.
I want an ice-cold, creamy, crunchy drumstick sundae cone.
You and me both, buddy. But that's the vendor next door.
Drumsticks.
But that line is 3 miles long.
Oh, well. Another day, another drumstick.